Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone and welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Josh, joined today by Adam Nicholas.
Hello Josh Brown.
For some, it's wrestling news more or less, and because I don't know much about the actual wrestling side of wrestling, I only know about the games side of wrestling, I've had to draft in an expert to talk me through this because AEW, All Elite Wrestling, did an event which was called the AEW Games 1.0 Special Event, which was a really great sort of 20-minute video where they announced 3 AEW-branded video games, 2 mobile games and 1 console game, and they had a big press release, had a few videos to show off, and essentially we're just going to dive in and analyze what this means and tell you all about what these games actually are, because as a lapsed wrestling game fan, some of this genuinely kind of excites me, but I'm going to hand it over to you, Nicholas, because you know much more than I do.
Well, allegedly, at least anyway, Josh Brown, that's the idea, no pressure. Yeah. But funnily enough, talking about no pressure, you're talking about a new wrestling company who are going to essentially try and put their mark on the gaming industry. They've obviously launched AEW Games. This was a great little event, this. And from the very beginning, you kind of knew what we were going to get here. Like, the guys all came out dressed in Steve Jobs-esque get-up with the turtlenecks on, the jeans. It was a real little wink and a nod, because while this is probably very serious for them, I think they're very excited about it, they want to kind of get that vibe across, I think, to most of their wrestling fans. Now, for anybody who isn't such a wrestling fan, let me just talk you through it. Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, Britt Baker, who are all wrestlers for AEW, and Aubrey Edwards, who is a referee for AEW, all came out to announce various different console games and mobile games that will be coming out. Mobile consoles that will be coming out in the coming future. So first, let's dive into the console game, which I think a lot of people were excited about. Now, what you've got to take into consideration is Kenny Omega, obviously, for people who know, is massively into his video games. The crossover there is huge, and he wants to create the perfect game for wrestling fans. That's something he is very keen to do. Now, he announced during this 20-minute event, basically the game, which is as yet untitled, is going to be very much like WWF No Mercy, which for fans who are obviously huge gaming fans, you'll know that was one of the massive hits with wrestling fans. That one, it came out on the N64, but genuinely, while the graphics probably haven't stood the test of time, the gameplay is one that fans still absolutely love to this day. Now, the huge news about this is that while it is untitled, we did get some footage of it. They're kind of going down a route that's going to make it look like a bit like WWE 2K Battlegrounds, if you've seen that. It's all a bit slightly cartoony, but this one looks a little bit more sort of anchored in realism, shall we say, rather than these big caricature heads that they seem to have on that game.
Yeah.
But basically, the huge news for them is that they brought in Yuke's, who were responsible for a lot of the heavy-hitting WWF and WWE games. Basically, if it was a good wrestling game from about the 90s through till now, until 2019, Yuke's and WWE did it. And funnily enough, when they left WWE, we got WWE 2K20, so that should give you some nods there. But the big get, it seems here, is that Kenny Omega has gone out to try and get a great team to help create this game. And the person they brought in, Josh Brown, is name that you and I were not destined to say, because men from the northeast of England are not supposed to announce Japanese people's names. But we're going to give it a go anyway. He's brought in Hideyuki Geta Iwashita, who is, of course, the person who was the director behind that WWF No Mercy game that we mentioned. Huge hit, so a massive get for them. I think he also helped the development and directing of the virtual pro wrestling games that came out as well. So this is all very exciting news. If you're a wrestling fan right now, this is big deal. And Kenny Omega, no pressure, by the way, AEW, said it's going to be a fun game, a bit like NBA Jam, but also yes. promised the very best wrestling game in the history of wrestling games. Josh Brown, not exactly a high bar being set there then.
Well, yeah. On the one hand, you're not wrong, because, I mean, when it comes to wrestling games, even the ones that I've loved, I wouldn't say I like Game of the Year material, you know what I mean? On the other hand, I like the boldness of this claim. It seems, you know, again, as a lapsed wrestling fan, it seems very in line with those classic wrestling boasts. I want them to come out and just absolutely big this up, sell this to high heaven and be like, this is the best wrestling game you'll ever play. We've concocted this crack team, and they're making all of the right name drops, I think. You know, No Mercy, WWF No Mercy, was one of the first wrestling games like I ever played as a child. NBA Jam is obviously still celebrated as this perfect mix of, you know, an actual sport and also this kind of like exaggerated realism and arcadey goodness that they had. And I think that, you know, just in terms of what they've showed in the names that they have talked about, on paper, this seems like it would appeal to any kind of video game wrestling video game fan, if that makes sense. Mm. And obviously, like you said, Yuke's has had a hand in creating, well, they're just like a veteran team, you know what I mean? They have crafted so many wrestling games in the past, and while not all of them might have been this top-tier, god-level stuff like that, if you're trying to make, you know, a first impression, you're trying to hit the ground running with a wrestling game after not doing any wrestling games before this, like, that's who you contract, that's who you get in. And especially now that WWE in particular, like, their gaming division is kind of, well, it's not on the best of terms with wrestling fans. Like, I feel like this is, you know, a big win in a big coup. And to be honest, man, not knowing anything about these wrestlers apart from their names, I was watching this presser, and when I realized what was going on, I thought, this is good. Like, this is the energy, like, that I'm here for. You know, it's someone on the outside. You're dropping all the right names. You're presenting it in this charismatic, funny, but still, like, committed and genuinely passionate way. And I'm like, I'm here for it, man. I didn't expect to be doing this news to be here for it. I thought I was going to defer to you and be like, Nicholas, just tell me all the information and I'll be an outsider. But it's making the players to get me in.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's kind of the whole point of this, is that a lot of fans, wrestling fans in particular, will tell you that some of them actually got into wrestling because of the video game. So the fact that they can sort of bridge that gap once again and try and start bringing that audience in once more. Even our very own Scott Tailfad, who himself was a lapsed wrestling fan back in the day, started to watch All Elite Wrestling because of the likes of Kenny Omega, who would tie in gameplay elements with his sort of attires for wrestling matches, the visuals on his Titantron in the background as he was coming out, stuff like that blew Scott Tailfad's mind. He started watching All Elite Wrestling again. So if that's not an endorsement, Josh Brown, I don't know what is. But let's not stop there, shall we? Because they did that first console game announcement, but there will also be two mobile games they're going to be bringing out. These were presented by Aubrey Edwards, who is the referee I spoke of, but she does also have a history in the mobile gaming industry, you see. So basically, the first game is going to be one for anybody who liked those kind of general manager games. That's the first one we're going to get here. All Elite General Manager, this one does have a title. And basically, it's going to be similar in style to the Extreme Warfare Wrestling types of general manager mode. You know the drill. You design the rosters, you set up matches, you run the show, and you either do a very good job or you do a very bad job. Fingers crossed it's the format for you. But fans love this kind of game. I know the wrestling community in particular, way back when, were bang on this type of game. And especially if it's going to be a mobile game, it's one that's maybe something that's a little bit different to back then, because you can actually take it with you, which is going to be hugely handy. And I imagine lots of people losing a lot of time to this kind of game, maybe myself included, but I may have to stay off it just because I can't be trusted with a game like this. However, if that isn't your bag, then maybe the other mobile game might be for you, because they've also announced that they're going to be bringing out a sort of a casino-themed game. Now, to give some background here, AEW do a pay-per-view every year called Double or Nothing, and that pay-per-view is essentially around the theme of a casino. It's all done in Vegas at the MGM Grand. It's a fantastic pay-per-view, really great aesthetic, and they've obviously decided to sort of go further with that a little bit. This game is going to be AEW Casino Double or Nothing. And just to give you the quick tidbit that they put in the presser, it's going to be developed by Karma Games, and Double or Nothing will feature AEW branded versions of slots, blackjack, poker, and roulette, along with the likes of AEW music, sounds, videos, wrestler virtual avatars, very fancy, and gift packs, and more. And for anybody, of course, who saw the clips from the event, you'll see they played a load of footage of the guys in the casino doing bits and pieces. Interesting to know if they're going to actually sort of incorporate that kind of thing into the game as well, which I think would be quite neat if that's going to be... I think that would draw more people in if it wasn't just going to be your bog-standard kind of roulette game, but that's the kind of thing they can offer. And again, another crossover, which I'm sure some fans are going to be right into.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm a bit less enthusiastic about this. I think the idea of, you know, the general manager saying that sounds like something you might lose, like, so much time to. And I'm sure that, like, from what we saw, like, the little, you know, the 2D sort of cartoony sprites of the in-game matches, you know, playing out your decisions and stuff, I thought that looked really neat. And I think it is kind of like a perfect fit. If you're going down the mobile game route, that's a pretty good approach to adopt, a pretty good genre to tap into. So I'm quite enthusiastic for that. However, the Double or Nothing AEW Casino gimmick, this for me, is someone who is has a history being burnt by microtransactions and stuff like that. I am not entirely convinced that putting a casino-based game on a platform that absolutely revels in using gambling mechanics to extract real-world money for you is the best thing to lead with. We're going to have to see more if they do add something to it that makes it more than the sum of its parts, maybe. But, you know, as someone who's commented on microtransactions for a lot in these news videos, that makes me very, very, very cautious about how that's going to ultimately turn out, but I don't know.
Is uneasy perhaps the word, Josh Brown?
Uneasy, yeah. Uneasy, uncomfortable, and anything else beginning with un, I think.
Good.
Unsure. There's another one for you. There's like a triple threat. Yeah.
Well, totally. To be fair, I mean, obviously it is tailored for every different kind of audience, so that will be the first of the games that's going to come out as we have the releases here. That one is anticipated this winter, which is going to be the earliest, I guess, because it's probably the easiest to put together out of all of them. Mm-hmm. Then the All Elite GM, the General Manager game, is anticipated in late 2021. We don't have any word exactly yet on the untitled AEW console game that's coming out, but obviously that is going to be a next-gen game, as they told us during the event. But yeah, I guess three offerings across the board, Josh. The console game looks exciting, the General Manager thing, and I would probably agree with you on my personal taste. I'm not sure I would probably play the casino game as much, just because, much like a lot of these games, can't be trusted. And it's a really good way to lose a lot of money real quick.
That's exactly it. But I think when it comes to like the console game, especially, like you said, I think there is a lot of optimism behind that. They made all the right moves. And the fact that it is sort of, it doesn't have a release date or anything, to me indicates that it's not a project that they're willing to rush just to get out to say they have a next-gen wrestling game, because they could have capitalized, like I said, on the kind of downward trend that WWE games are currently, you know, suffering, and sort of try to capitalize on it. But it seems like they're wanting to make a good game first and foremost, which obviously I am here for. But I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. Are you looking forward to any potential AEW video games, both on console and mobile? And do you think this is the perfect time for them to come out swinging with a conference like this to announce all of this stuff? Let us know while you're down there. Let us know, and while you're down there, could you give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, I've been Josh, joined today. I'm running out of words because I've spent them all on those unsure gimmicks earlier. I've been Josh, joined by Adam Nicholas, and we will hopefully see you soon. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.